South Dakota created the Revolving Economic Development and Initiative Fund, known as the Ready Fund, more than 30 years ago. A board approves low-interest loans to companies that are starting up, expanding, or relocating to the state. The goal is job creation. But now the fund's eligibility is expanding to builders of multifamily housing projects. Backers of the change, like Democratic State Senator Craig Kennedy of Yankton, say it'll provide housing for workers.
Part of economic development is making certain that people who want to either grow an existing business or start a new business have sufficient workers to do the jobs necessary in those businesses. And the lack of housing available for workers throughout the state has become a significant problem.
A legislative committee approved the rule change with a 4-1 vote. The no vote is from Republican State Senator Lance Russell of Hot Springs.
The problem is that we're not paying people a sufficient amount of a living in order to own a home and to be able to pay for it. And what I think that our economic development folks should start thinking about is how do we bring the kind of jobs to South Dakota that people can actually make a living?
Russell says the move requires taxpayers to provide subsidized housing so companies can keep wages low.
It really, in my estimation, is a race to the bottom.
Wage data show that South Dakota routinely ranks among the bottom five states in worker pay. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.